I didn't care whether I died or not. I got in jail so many times that it was pitiful. I learned how to fight with my hands. I was good at it. And that's what kept me going when I come back to this country.
Stay good day. Welcome, my friends, to The Storyteller, where you'll find First Nations people from across Native North America who are following Jesus Christ without reservation. Today we'll hear more from Truman Ankew, a Kiowa elder from Oklahoma. We pick up where he left off, sharing about what life was like on the battlefields of World War II.
There were landmines, barbed wire, personnel mines, anti-tank mines that when you touch one, it tripped, it exploded. And German AEDs were shelling us on a beach. But me being a combat medic, them snipers didn't shoot at me because I had a cross on my arm. Men be falling all around me. I'm the only one standing there because of the Geneva Convention where you're not supposed to shoot at a combat medic. You're not supposed to kill him. It's one thing the Germans respected was they didn't kill combat medics. But what I saw was unbelievable. The dead American soldiers, the wounded. When they got wounded, the first thing they turned to is God. And I saw that with my own eyes. I didn't know him, but I heard him. They talked to their parents. They plead with me to help them. I did the best. I bandaged them up, stopped the bleeding all over there from their foot clear to the top of their head. I'd bandage them up and I tagged them. I put a tag on them, wounded in action. Now going to the next person. I did that for 48 hours. And there were so many dead men that you just step over them. But I saw what war can do to men. And it started affecting my mind. From there, went to northern France. They stopped us. The German soldiers stopped us. When we got about 10 miles in, they called them the Battle of the Hedges. Tanks were going there because of them hedges. There a lot of Americans were killed, and we set up an evacuation hospital. And from there, I was assigned, when we got the beach established, I assigned to a place where they liberated prisoner of war camps, a combat team. I was a medic with them, so we liberated three camps. One was Jewish, one was an American, and one was women workers. We liberate them, but it was so terrible. These men, they put them in a building, they gassed it. And some of these men under concrete, with their hands, they dig these Jewish people. As soon as they stuck their heads out on the other side, they were shot. When we got there, they all were dead. And the smell is so terrible. I saw that. It started affecting my mind. From there, I went to Belgium, where the paratroopers landed. I was assigned to them. From there, I went to Battle of the Bulge. Snow was about 4 feet deep, and they were shelling us day and night. December the 25th, this lieutenant crawled up to my foxhole. So we're having church services at a certain place. You go at your own risk. And I said, well, I'm going to go to church on Christmas Day. So I ran in that snow. I thought I'd be by myself. But when I got there, there's close to 1,000 men there attending church services. We prayed and we celebrate the birth of Christ under fire. I went back to my foxhole and we took care of the wounded. And from there, I went to the Rhine River. As far as we could go, the Russians were coming toward Berlin. But all this time, I prayed that God would protect me. End of the war, President Roosevelt died when he was at the Rhine River. I remember we raised the flag at half mast. Well, all every soldier in that area was crying because of the death of our Commander-in-Chief, President Roosevelt. But we defeated the Germans. And the Americans went into the South Pacific, and they defeated the Japanese. When the war was over, I was so glad to get home. I saw my parents. I saw how their prayers were answered, how my prayers were answered. I come home. But I lived in the world for 10 years. Nothing but sin. I was so filthy and dirty with sin. I didn't care whether I died or not. I got in jail so many times that it was pitiful. I learned how to fight with my hands. I was good at it. And that's what kept me going when I come back to this country. But even during the war, they'd make fun of me, being American Indian. They used to make me mad. I'd fight my own fellow man. One day in northern France, a man called me a dirty, stinking Indian, and I attacked him. I beat him up. And that night, top officers in our battalion came to my tent, five of them. Said, if you want to fight, choose one of us. So I picked one, and we fought, maybe for 30 minutes. Every time I got the best of it, they pulled me off. Next morning, I was court-martialed. And from the day forth, I started being assigned to combat troops. But they didn't know that the Lord was with me. He protected me and guided me. So I made it through the war. But when I come home, that's when the trouble started. I saw the sins of this world. And one night I was so upset, I was going to attempt suicide. But I got on a bus and I prayed to God. I said, I've never asked you for anything, but I want you to send me a Christian wife. But 6 months later, he sent me a wife that I'm living with today, and she was a Christian woman. She used to go to church all the time. We had children, take them to church. I'd stay at home. But I still sinned. I was so troubled to my wife, but she was a Christian lady. She put up with me because we were married on holy matrimony. She knew that. Me, I didn't care, you know. But one day, she said, I'm going to the post office. And before she got to the post office, she turned to church. I said, where are you going? We have a meeting. So her and my children went in. I was sitting out in a car by myself. But somehow I got lonely, and I got to thinking, how can I sit out here with my children in church, you know? So I went in. And our preacher's wife was a speaker, and she told the women about salvation, the gift of eternal life through Christ, who died on the cross for our sins. She said, if you accept it, he'll clean you up. He'll make you as white as snow. So I went forward. Did you know that all that filth from the top of my head, it fell on the floor, and I became as white as snow. World War II veteran, I start crying like a little baby when I accepted Christ.
What a wonderful change in my life has been wrought since Jesus came into my heart. And I light in my soul for as long I sought since Jesus came into my heart. Since Jesus came into my heart, since Jesus came into my heart, floods of joy over my soul since sea billows roll. Oh, since Jesus came into my heart, I have ceased from my wandering and going. Since Jesus came into my heart, and my sins, which were many, are all washed away. Since Jesus came into my heart, since Jesus came into my heart, since Jesus came into my heart. Floods of joy over my soul, like the sea billows roll. possessed of a hope that is steadfast and sure, since Jesus came into my heart. And no dark clouds of doubt, now my pathway's obscure, since Jesus came into my heart. Since Jesus came into my heart. Since Jesus came into my heart. Floods of joy over my soul, like the sea billows roll. Since Jesus came into my heart. There's a light in the valley of death now for me, since Jesus came into my heart. And the gates of the city beyond I can see, since Jesus came into my heart. Since Jesus came into my heart. Since Jesus came into my heart. Flood of joy over my soul, like the sea billows roll. Since Jesus came into my heart. I shall go there to dwell in the city I know. Since Jesus came into my heart. And I'm happy, so happy, and onward I go. Since Jesus came into my heart. Since Jesus came into my heart. Since Jesus came into my heart. Floods of joy over my soul, like the sea billows roll. Since Jesus came into my heart.
The song you just heard was sung by Ted Murdoch from Fisher River, Manitoba, one of our storytellers who went home to be with the Lord back in 2004. The song begins with the words, "What a wonderful change in my life has been wrought." How does this change happen? When you turn to God and put your trust in Jesus Christ as your Savior. We read in God's Word, "Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has passed away. Behold, the new has come." My friend, Jesus Christ suffered on a cruel cross for our sins so we wouldn't have to face God's judgment. Don't reject the one who died for you. Receive him and let him make you a new creation. If you would like to know more, please visit our website, withoutreservation.com, and click on the tab New Life. You can also write to us at The Storyteller, P.O. Box 1001, Bemidji, Minnesota, 56619. That's The Storyteller, P.O. Box 1001, Bemidji, Minnesota, 56619. Our phone number is 877-766-4648. That's 877-766-4648. You can also find us on Facebook at Without Reservation. Want to take The Storyteller with you? Be sure to download our app. Thanks for listening, and remember, the greatest story took place at the cross. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. There's more to Truman's story, so be sure to join us again next time as we listen to The Storyteller.